You're listening to BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network.
Just Energy with naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise. We have learned from Einstein's theories that matter and energy are one. Physicists believe that all systems in nature have their own particular way of vibrating. From the swing of a pendulum to the waves in the ocean to the light that brightens the sky each day, each of these oscillates at its own unique rate. In the same way, things such as rocks and minerals vibrate very slowly and at speeds that are imperceptible to us. Living things such as plants, animals, and man vibrate faster and appear to be alive. The same holds true for every thought, feeling, event, or word we speak. Each has its own frequency or rate of vibration. What many of us don't realize is if we take everything in our own universe down to its simplest form, it is all just energy. Join Dr. Rita as she explores questions such as, what are we made of? Why do we get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? Call in and talk to her and her thought-provoking guests. Send us your questions and get the help you need to move beyond any obstacles or challenges that may be affecting your life, right from the source. So stay tuned and explore your possibility.
Hello and welcome to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and thank you all for tuning in to yet another episode of the show. We have a really interesting show tonight. We have two guests coming on. In the first hour, we have Michael Schwartz coming on to talk about what is your disease trying to tell you. It's sending messages, I think. And in the second hour, we're going to be talking to Steve Riles about living from the source. So two different topics, but they both sound like they're going to be great guests. So I'm excited. I'm in a really good mood today, and I don't know. I'm ready to get going. So let me introduce our first guest and get him on the air. Michael Schwartz, president of Michael's Naturopathic Programs, has worked in the natural foods industry since 1975 as a sales rep, a retailer, teacher, and naturopathic counselor, and as a producer of nutritional supplements and other products. The author of The Universal Teachings, The Art of Mental Healing, and his newest book, Health and Disease Symbology Handbook, which is what we'll talk about today, A Mind-Body's Perspective, Michael is a well-seasoned and inspiring teacher, or speaker, or teacher, or both. So please welcome to Just Energy Radio, Michael Schwartz. Hey, Michael.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Louise. Thank you so much for that introduction.
Well, I'm just so glad to have you on the show.
Good to be here. You know, I was listening to your intro, and what a wonderful format that you are presenting to the public to help people literally get their act together on so many different levels. and if ever we needed to get together, now is the time.
Oh, I hear that. You know, but I mean, it's all just energy. You know, and when I got a copy of your book, I was like, oh, yeah, he and I are going to have a lot in common. So I am so excited.
Well, that makes two of us. Like I said, having listened to your intro, it's like, wow, perfect. Absolutely perfect.
So how did you get involved? I mean, actually, you know, I want to really focus on your book because I found it very insightful, and there was some stuff in there that I had never even thought about or heard about before, but I kind of saved that for a little bit later in the interview part.
Oh, okay.
So I have notes. I have my little personal agenda, and we may even get to it. Sometimes that does happen.
Well, I would just as soon do your agenda as any agenda, so I'm at your beck and call.
Well, you know, sometimes I start with my notes, and then it just takes on a life of its own, you know?
Yes.
But there was a couple of things that, you know, I want to talk about, but I will get them in. Don't worry.
Okay.
So where I want to start, and this was kind of an end question, but I'm going to start here. You know, what is your work based on? It's like, you know, it was interesting because I got the book, you know, found it really interesting, set it up, and then when I went and started looking at your bio stuff, you know, you're the president of Michael's Naturopathic Programs, and I had my kids on your teen vitamins for forever.
Oh, how cool.
And I'm hey, I know that guy. Stuff.
How cool was that?
You know, so, you know, and that's what I was familiar with you doing was, you know, supplementation. And
right.
So how did you get into, you know, this whole topic of disease symbology?
Actually, I have been more involved in mind-body medicine. I probably have 38 years of mind-body under my belt versus about 33 years of nutrition. So, and how it came to be was just, I think like everything in the universe on some levels, you know, you might say it was a fluke, but of course we know better. We know that the universe provides. And it just happened to be that my wife and I were getting ready to do some traveling. A buddy brought over a friend. Lo and behold, the friend and I, we couldn't offer them the ride that they were looking for, but we ended up communicating. And it turned out that they were a clairvoyant channel. And I ended up spending, my wife and I both spent the next 12 years living and working with the channel. And so part of my education comes from the other side, if you will.
So you consider yourself a channel as well?
No, I don't. I don't consider myself a channel. However, I've been,
accused of it?
Yeah. You know, it's like what I tell people about my formulas. If you can handle it, the information came through me and not necessarily from me.
I hear that.
Okay.
That's how I do everything. It's like, well, I don't know. You know, I have a book called Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, and somebody was, like, saying something to me, and I go, oh, well, where did you hear that? And they go, oh, out of your book. I'm like, you know, I got to read my own book.
Well, it is interesting, and I can relate to that statement from a different point of view, because sometimes in talking, you'll actually hear yourself, and if you take the time to listen, most people don't. Most people just like to speak and not hear what they're saying. But if you do listen every now and then, you'll realize that there's a greater power speaking through you because there is something that needs to be said. It's in your greater mind or your deeper subconscious mind, and it's a matter of tapping into it. And occasionally, we do that in our conversations even when we're not aware of it. And the way that I learned that is by listening to some shows that I had done elsewhere, or and I had a study group going, and I taped everything, and then I go back and listen. I say, wow, because you can actually almost hear your tone change, your delivery speed change. So, for what that's worth.
No, I mean, I'm a medical intuitive, and so people will ask me questions, and sometimes I will go on this whole thing. I mean, I don't even know what to call it. And I'll finish and go, and it'll be about, like, some supplement or some disease or something. And I'll just look at them with this thought in my mind. It's like, well, I have absolutely no idea what I just told them. But I'm going to assume it's right.
Yes. You know, whenever we allow our greater self to come into expression and manifest, there's never any inconsistencies, and there are never any mistakes, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. It's wonderful.
And so that's how you put your formulas together. Okay.
Yes. I'd be sitting with somebody, much like, you know, during, you know, when I used to have a practice, I would sit with somebody and it would just come to me, this would be appropriate for what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold. So I've been, like I said, I've had my own product line out in the marketplace now for the last 24 years. And again, all of the formulas that I offer out to the public are, you know, the formulas that evolved from my years of doing nutritional counseling. So I've been very blessed with what I do. Very
mm-hmm.
blessed.
Well, cool. And so...
Yeah.
And so really, I mean, because you say that it's, you know... You've been a practitioner of mind-body medicine or whatever. But
right.
Really, it's kind of like a lot of it comes from intuitive information, intuitive sources as well.
Well, Yes.
Kind of.
On one level.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. You know, we won't tell anybody.
You know, the other side of the coin, Rita, if I may be so informal, the other
side of the coin
is that because I have been taught symbology, how to have eyes that see and ears to hear, it has made intuitiveness, so to speak, even more accessible to me because I can look at somebody or listen to what the conversation is. And on some levels, I know almost exactly where they're coming from, where the conflict lies because of the concepts that they're working with. And so I have what appears to be an intuitive understanding. But in reality, it's really more of for me, paying attention, reading the symbols, understanding what it is that the mind is trying to tell them, and utilizing me, so to speak, as a reflection because of the way that I look at things.
But don't you find that when you're working with someone, like I bring in a lot of Chinese medicine, meridian type work into my work, you know, so if I'm seeing that there are issues on their gallbladder, as an example, I love talking about the gallbladder. You know, in Chinese medicine, it's about our ability to plan. And so... But, you know, everybody has different skills, but they still might have issues with their gallbladder. You know, and so I use that symbol of, with planning as the generic symbol, you know, and go, okay, but what does that mean for this person? And there are people that just can't plan. They can't plan their way out of a paper bag. But then there are people that are really good planners, but they're never able to initiate their plans or they get, you know, foiled before they come to fruition. And those people have gallbladder issues as well. But it's, you know, it's around that topic of planning. You know, and that's what I love about symbols, is that it gives you kind of a base starting point, too.
It really does. And I think on some levels it would be interesting if I knew more about Chinese medicine and Chinese symbology, because obviously... you know, not all disciplines see everything the same way, which I also find interesting. You know, each discipline has its own unique perspective, and sometimes they work together and sometimes they don't, which is really fascinating also.
But you know, but you know, when you're doing the work and you're just allowing it to come through you, you would probably say the exact same thing regardless of which system you're using, depending on where you're looking in their body.
Yeah, you know, because here, I was thinking about the gallbladder, since you brought up the gallbladder. And the gallbladder, from a symbolic perspective, is just a storage tank, so to speak, because your liver is going to create enzymes, and it's going to drop the fat and the cholesterol emulsifying agents into the gallbladder. So it's sort of a storage container to be utilized as necessary, as needed. And if, you know, gallstones are going to be the result of poor planning because there's no utilization of what's been stored, you know, it's like people do not draw on their past strengths and successes. They do not accept the fact that they already are a winner. They're already coming from a position of strength because they're part of the creative continuum. They're part of God, so how can they be anything less than wonderful? So if they don't draw on that and they're not able to utilize the enzymes, if you will, that are designed to break up material so you can gain something from it, it's like not making the effort to lay out the plans. You know, there's a thing I do called the four P's. Plan, prepare, project, provide. And obviously they're not even into the first stage of that, where there is the planning, you know, and therefore there's no digestion, so to speak, and no breaking down of what's in the diet in order to gain some sustenance from it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting, one of the comments you made that about gallstones being unmanifested plans. Because that's what I tell people. I go, every little stone you have in there is some project or something that you didn't do. And they go,
yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a whole other world for people. And those who get it, I mean, they can almost immediately see benefits, especially when you when you develop a symbol consciousness. I mean, obviously you have it, so you know automatically to look for the symbolic significance of something. Most people are not trained that way, which is rather unfortunate. And because they're not trained that way, the mind doesn't work along those lines, and therefore so much that could be gained is lost because on some levels there's no understanding, you know, and there's no way to look at things because people are not trained in that manner. They're told to, you know, look externally as opposed to internalizing and expect somebody else to give you a solution as opposed to seeking one on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Because the body really does tell you what's going on. I mean, by the time it gets to your body, from my perspective, by the time it gets to your body, you have missed quite a few symbols along the road that your mind was talking to you all along to help you get to a particular place. You didn't get there, and now it's manifesting, the message is manifesting closer to home in your body, so now you have to pay attention. In theory, you have to pay attention. Of course, what some people do is run to the doctor as opposed to seeking to understand it or even coming to us, you know, us being the alternative healthcare professionals to help get some insights and understandings. So,
I totally agree with you. You know, it's like, you know, talking to you, it's like I feel like I'm just talking to myself, I swear to God. It's like you even use the same, like, vocabulary, you know, and I'm like, okay, that's scary. Except yours is more symbology. See, I do a lot about, you know, around emotional stuff, you know what I mean, and what's keeping us, because I'm a firm believer that there are always psycho-spiritual aspects to illness, you know, which I'm assuming that you, you know, think the same way, but you take it down even further into the physical than I tend to go with people or, you know, whatever. I tell people that, you know, when you get sick, it's like there's been something going on in you and in your psyche for so long that when you experience physical disease, it's like you get the cosmic 2x4.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that perpetual smack up the side of the head.
Yep. And again, it goes back to, you know, everything, as we both know, everything starts in the mind. Everything is a matter of emotional conflict, which is the fundamental source for all diseases and conditions. The way that I say it in the book is that disease is the result of conflict between the subconscious expectations of who you think you're supposed to be and the conscious desires that you have about who you want to be. And when they don't, you know, line up, so to speak, when there's, you know, conflict between the two, then you're going to have a physical malfunction. You're going to have a dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
A great example is just laryngitis, a sore throat. The people that end up with sore throats, more often than not, are the people who want to express, I mean, obviously right then and there, they're going through something where they don't feel they have the right, the authority, the wherewithal to express themselves. And so they can't speak their mind, so to speak. And, you know, on one level, they may have grown up in a house where they were told, you know, children should be seen and not heard. That's one issue. The other issue is they may not feel that they have the right, the authority, the education, the man-made documentation, you know, all those different aspects that will deter them from speaking. And then you take into consideration the doubt and fear and the belief that they're not allowed to speak. They should, you know, they don't have the right to voice themselves. So you can begin to see where the physical issues are going to come, you know, where how they're going to be born into the situation.
Mm-hmm. Unless they find some other way of creating that expression.
Well, you know, yes and no. And I say yes and no from this point because I really have to think about that. But my first thing is that Yeah, maybe in a sense where if they have this insight and this understanding and they need to express it, maybe they would take up art or music, and they'd be reticent to talk to somebody, yet they might be able to paint a picture and say what it is that they're trying to say. So, yes, I can see that where they would find another avenue. But in the same regard, I would think that maybe their strength might lie more in their ability to verbalize it, which is why the difficulty appears in their ability to speak and communicate.
No, I totally agree. You know, I mean, I have some clients that I will suggest that they do journaling or some kind of way of self-expression. But then there are other ones, you know, where they're really stuck is that they're too afraid to say something. You know, and there's, you know, it sounds like we're saying the exact same thing for both people, but there really is a line or a differentiation as to whether the person just needs to express, not necessarily to other people, but just express inner needs, inner, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Get out what's going on inside of them, not necessarily in context with other people. And then there are people that really need to make that communication to other people, and, you know, drawing a picture ain't going to work.
Yes. Absolutely. It is interesting how we do, you know, find ways to communicate our needs. Not always, because there's so much, you know, so many people, again, it comes back down to concepts. I mean, for me, that's the fundamental issue is that the way towards excellent health on all levels, all four selves, the emotional, the social, the physical, material, the spiritual, is by understanding the concepts that you work with within your subconscious mind that tell you this, that, and the other. And if you don't understand the concepts that you are trying to fulfill, that you are trying to validate, and not only if you don't understand the concepts and you don't understand the patterns of behavior that you use to validate yourself, then you're at the mercy of your subconscious mind, which is not really designed to help you grow as much as it is designed to help you maintain a particular ego, you know, ego to validate yourself, which may have absolutely no bearing on who you are or who you want to be.
And it's, you know, sometimes that could be a project just to change it, shift it.
Oh, it is.
But not impossible.
Difficult, because it takes a continuous, conscientious effort. And most people are taught that, oh, well, you know, if you do three mantras, everything will be hunky-dory. Or if you believe
say
in this,
an affirmation, yeah.
You know? But the reality is that once you have an insight, once you have an understanding, you almost have to maintain that awareness on a consistent level in order to really grow it, to allow it to work for you. And you have to maintain a symbol consciousness, if you will, because your mind is always talking to you. And if you're not paying attention, you fall right back into old habits, old patterns. And as you and I both know, these are the things that ultimately lead to disease and issues. And
mm-hmm.
Most people just, you know, they don't think those ways.
Well, and to me, awareness is probably the most important thing. You know, it's raising your awareness as to what those patterns are, you know, that are in your life, because then you have the opportunity to do something about it. You know, walking around unconscious, you're just trapped.
Well, that's the American way, isn't it?
Well, walking, you know, I find it interesting because in the past, and I'm just kind of throwing a date out there, I'm going to say in the last maybe 5 years, maybe a little longer, there really has been a lot of material put out by a lot of authors about finding your authentic self, finding your true self, you know,
Yes. Experiencing
who you are, becoming a conscious co-creator, I don't know, a lot of stuff. And so I think the awareness of being conscious is out there. But we need to take a break. So I am talking to Michael Schwartz from michaelshealth.com, author of Health and Disease Symbology Handbook, and we'll be back after these messages.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
Sensitive to energy? Want to explore the world beyond the five senses? Looking for a new career as an alternative healthcare practitioner? Then the Institute of Applied Energetics, Medical Intuition, and Energy Medicine Training Programs may be right for you. Our comprehensive curriculum provides students with a deep understanding of how to detect, evaluate, and transform the subtle body, as well as techniques for correcting energetic imbalances that may underscore a person's ability to experience radiant health. So if you are sensitive to energy, contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Visit www.appliedenergeticsinstitute.com and start your new career today. Hey, it's Dr. Rita Louise. Don't forget to sign up for our free online newsletter at justenergyradio.com. It'll keep you informed of who's coming on the show each week. And don't forget, explore your possibilities every Friday night. Don't miss a single episode of Just Energy Radio. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Are you feeling stuck and unsure which way to turn on your path? Do you lack focus and direction in life? Do you feel something is missing? So what do you want? A better job, your dream home, more money, your ideal mate? Dakara has practical tools to assist you. Schedule a session today to get clear about what you truly desire to deliberately create the life you want. For more information, visit ManifestingConsultant.com or call toll-free 1-800-813-3877.
Go deep inside yourself and venture into the realm of the unconscious mind with my Meditating on the Kabbalah guided imagery audio CDs. Discover who you are and what you want in life. Meditating on the Kabbalah can help you to open, clear, and revitalize the energetic pathways of your subtle being. They will support you in your spiritual quest by helping you to access the profound insights and inner guidance you need as you work in alignment with your highest good. Let them help you to release negative thoughts and emotions and clear away any limitations that may be keeping you from experiencing your full potential. Walk down the path to health, healing, understanding, and enlightenment with Meditating on the Kabbalah. Order your copy today at www.soulhealer.com. That's right, that's www.soulhealer.com.
And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hello and welcome back to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and we're here talking to Michael Schwartz, author of Health and Disease Symbology Handbook. So, you know, we've been like having this great conversation, but let's kind of take it back a little bit. You know, what kinds of things, you know, we've given a couple of examples, you know, but what kinds of things can our bodies tell us? You know, so one we haven't hit yet was like, for example, our heart, what messages does it hold for us?
Well, any time that there is any kind of a cardiovascular event, but let's specifically talk about heart. Obviously, the heart is symbolic of emotion. So all heart attacks are the result of emotional conflict. There's something going on in that person's life, in their relationships, in work, wherever. But there is emotional turmoil and emotional difficulty. If there's poor circulation, which is another cardiovascular event, then what you're looking at from a different point of view is a tremendous lack of faith in self, which can also lead to heart attacks. And the reason I say a lack of faith in self is because your cardiovascular system, which carries your blood throughout your body to nurture your entire being, is your lifeline. Your spiritual essence is carried in the blood, which is one of the reasons why God also said to Noah, when he came out of the, you know, ark and they were going to do a sacrifice, drain the blood out thereof, because the blood carries the spirit. It also carries the disease from an animal as well. But your bloodstream, because it carries oxygen being symbolic of spirit, you can begin to see that where there's issues in there, there's doubt, there's fear, there's emotional turmoil, there's a lack of faith in one's ability to handle everything that one is confronting.
Well, you know, and that's kind of interesting, you know, because from a, you know, I'm going to say a little more metaphysical perspective, you know, when we are under stress, which it sounds, you know, and that's kind of a generic big word or small word that can imply a lot of things, you know, of what you're talking about, you know, it's going to make tissues contract, you know, and not allow blood to flow either. And in the same breath, you know, in Chinese medicine, they say, you know, where qi goes, blood follows, or where blood goes, where qi goes, blood falls. You know, and so if there's no energy moving because you have all of these emotional things going on, thus no energy movement, your blood's not going to flow.
Right. And when, you know, when you talked about stress in that regard, which is what I thought I heard is that how stress, you know, contracts. It does. Stress does a couple of different things. It's really interesting symbolically, because what stress does is it also lowers the immune system. When your adrenal glands, which are the stress centers of your body, begin to falter, your immune system falters with it. So everything your immune system held at bay now has a chance to flourish. So when you're under stress, you're coming at a situation from doubt. And the doubt makes you unprepared nutritionally to be able to deal with whatever forces are heading your way. What stress does nutritionally is it does deplete your B vitamins, which are, you know, co-catalysts or cofactors or coenzymes that allow everything to work. It also depletes your calcium and your magnesium. Calcium is symbolic of strength. Magnesium is symbolic of inspiration. So you can begin to see the turmoil and the effect that stress will have on a body nutritionally and symbolically, what it represents.
That's kind of interesting, and there's something that you said, but we're going to come back to that.
Okay.
Well, there's this one piece. All right, I'm just going to shut up. Yeah. And so other parts of our bodies, I mean, can you give another couple of examples? Because I want to move on to, you know, one of the things that you talk about also is that diseases have different meanings, but can you give a couple more examples of, you know, issues, you know, like organs or glands or tissues that, have messages for us?
Yeah, in fact, every single system, gland, organ, function, part of the body has a message, every single one. So let's take something real simple that no one would ever think to even question, and that is stubbing your toe because you were walking somewhere and you did something and you stubbed your toe. 99% of the people would never even question it at all. Yet, as a seeker and someone who's seeking to truly understand self and master self, the very first thing you do in a situation like that is you question, okay, where was I coming from? Where am I headed? What was I thinking about? What's going on with that? Why would that or how would that trip me up? What's going on that could trip me up? So in that regard, because, you know, your feet, they take you where you want to go. Your toes represent balance. And when there's an issue, when you're out of balance, it may be the reason that you stubbed your toe because you weren't paying attention to where you're going. You weren't paying attention to what you're going through because there's no clarity about what you're going through. And so your mind is trying to tell you, hey, pay attention. You know, you're moving towards this particular direction, but there's something going on here, and we're not quite sure what it is, but you do need to pay attention. You need to think a little bit more about what's happening. So those are some of the ways that your mind and body work together to literally help you stay, you know, in control, being aware, and moving towards not only resolution, but the real issue and what the real goal is to move towards mastery. And that is basically what the body is, you know, what the mind is trying to do is move you towards mastery. And the way to help you understand that is by giving you symbols so that you will question, and in the questioning have insights that will help you make decisions that will help carry you a little bit further down the pike, so to speak.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, I like the way that you talk about it. What about diseases? That was kind of, well, I mean, it wasn't really surprising, but I thought that was even insightful because I've never seen a book that talked about, well, I mean, there's Louise Hay. You know what I mean? You know, and I call them like Louise Hayisms. You know, like if you have canker sores, you know, it's because there's some unresolved communication that's festering in your mouth, you know, which I thought was, you know, interesting. Well, based on who was having the canker sores, it really fit very well. You know, but you really go into a lot of detail about diseases. So I'm going to throw out a couple of, like, kind of bizarre ones. What about something like toenail fungus?
Toenail fungus?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's see, toenail fungus. Well, consider the fact that your toenails, like your fingernails, on one level, act as...
Hey, we don't do anything easy here, you know. We don't talk about high cholesterol. We want to know about weird stuff, you know.
I'm getting that. Thank you. I wish you guys would have let me know ahead of time.
I'm sorry.
No, don't
I just thought about it during the break. It was like, yeah, no. Talk about toenail fungus.
Yeah, there's a good one, and I'll give you some solutions as well. But your fingernails, your toenails actually act on some level as defenses. Your toes are balanced. If there's toenail fungus, and because I don't do the symbology of the toes per se, they're different than the fingers, because I really don't have so much individual symbology other than balance, I would say if there's a fungus, then there's a chance of losing the nails. There's something going on about where the person is, and there's an imbalance going on in the direction that they're moving in. There's something not quite kosher. There's something that is festering, something that is eating away at the foundation. Now, so that's because the potential there is, one, you're going to end up losing the toenail. Two, the person is already, their energy levels are low. Why? Because on one level, their immune system is trying to deal with that. And the fact that they have this infection already implies that they're coming at it from weakness and not strength. There's no confidence in where they're headed. And the way to fix that, aside from the understanding, but from a nutritional point of view, you know, they could soak their feet in organic cornmeal, which will kill the fungus. They could also use tea tree oil, mix it in almond oil or olive oil. Grapefruit seed extract oil is also wonderful. Or you can make a wash out of golden seal root, pull the arco, myrrh. All of those will help get rid of the infection, as well as, you know, what I said about the symbology.
Well, I thought I was going to stump you. What?
Oh, I got up early this morning.
You were having like this intuitive moment. You said, she's going to ask me some weird stuff. Yeah, toenail fungus. Yeah, that'll work.
Well, I'm ready for the next one.
Well, I don't know. I thought I'd get you with that one. I don't know, but what about some, you know, common diseases that people have? I mean, let's see. Well, you know, one that seems to be running rampant, it would be like diabetes. You know, there's that whole genetic piece that, you know, they keep trying to put out there, which I don't believe. But, you know, from your perspective, you know, what's diabetes about?
Diabetes is about people who really don't appreciate everything that they have, because they have all the sweets of life, they just can't utilize them. So they have strength and power, and there's a couple of different angles here, okay? On one level, they have the strength and power, but they really do not readily accept their own strength and power, number one. Number two, because their lives on some levels are rather empty, differently, a different point of view, because the lives are empty, they're seeking to fill the lives with sweet things that'll make them feel good about themselves. So you have that. And then there's the insulin issue, which is the ability to, it's kind of like a transporter. So there's an ability, there's the inability of the individual to utilize all of the resources that they have available to them. And because they cannot figure out a way to utilize them, and they may even feel that they're not allowed to enjoy the benefits of being rich, of having all the sweets in life, then they can't utilize them, and then the sugar builds up in the bloodstream. So there is that, which is interesting, because chromium, which, and zinc, which are vital in diabetes, especially zinc, because zinc is a component of insulin. And zinc has so many different roles in the body. I was trying to remember, zinc is, I actually don't even remember the symbology of zinc, because I don't.
Let's see if I can find it real quick in the book.
Oh, good. Thank you. I don't have a book in front of me. And I know that you know this, but if you don't do counseling on a consistent basis, you know, it's that use it or lose it. And I haven't been doing counseling in years. I've been too busy running the company, which I'm trying to get out of. But, yeah, what is
symbolic? I mean, this was under acne.
Okay, but it's
a lack of zinc will denote an inability for adequate self-expression, has led to poor self-image and reflected in the breakout.
Okay, that's because one of the roles of zinc is that it supports the immune system, it supports the construction of skin. And like I said earlier, it's involved in immune. So zinc is, on some levels, a facilitator. Would be one of the words that I would use for it. I'm sure I have others, but I would, you know, facilitation would be one.
Let's see, something about working faith and self-expression, healing of
right,
emotional
well,
wounds. See, I like that. I have a friend that I'm going to be putting on zinc today.
You know,
because I was thinking about putting them on zinc for some other stuff, but this really fits.
That was the thing, you know, and I did the nutrients have never been done before, Rita.
That was my big questioning, you know, and we're going to hit a break here in a second. So we're going to come back and talk about that, because that was my big question I've been holding on to. But I did have a quick question from the chat room.
Okay.
What about protein in urine?
Protein is the building blocks of life. If there's too much protein in urine, then that individual is really not utilizing, again, we're coming back to strength from a different point of view. In other words, there's things going on in their lives, and things are being presented to them, and things that could help them build are being presented to them. But their concepts will not allow them to utilize it effectively, because they may not believe that they're allowed to have the results of what that building could bring.
Interesting. Steve, we need to take a quick break. Or Michael, why am I calling you Steve? Michael Swartz from michaelshealth.com. I'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
In your life and discover alternative solutions to your deepest concerns at soulhealer.com. So whether it's a physical problem, an emotional issue, a question about work, or troubles in your relationships, naturopath, and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise can help you. Bring peace, harmony, and health back into your life. Schedule a session today. Visit soulhealer.com right away and live the life you've been dreaming of.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio and the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics. Start a new career today on the leading edge of alternative health and healing. The Institute of Applied Energetics can help you develop the specialized skills you need to work as an energy medicine practitioner, intuitive counselor, or professional medical intuitive. Besides our outstanding technical instruction, our programs also support you in creating and building a successful business in this rapidly growing field. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away or visit AppliedEnergeticsInstitute.com. You can get a copy of Dr. Rita's latest book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, by visiting www.soulhealer.com. Get your copy today.
Just Energy Radio wants to help you grow your business. Just Energy Radio has a growing global audience which can provide you with an unequaled opportunity to educate thousands of people about the products and services you have to offer. Through our targeted market, your ad is more likely to connect with like-minded individuals who will respond to your message. In addition, our archiving feature will allow your ad to be heard over and over again. Join the Internet marketing revolution and take advantage of our low introductory prices. Visit JustEnergyRadio.com for more information.
Move past the crossroads in your life and discover alternative solutions to your deepest concerns at SoulHealer.com. So whether it's a physical problem, an emotional issue, a question about work, or troubles in your relationships, naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise can help you. Bring peace, harmony, and health back into your life. Schedule a session today. Visit SoulHealer.com right away and live the life you've been dreaming of.
And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Talking with Michael Schwartz, the author of Health and Disease Symbology Handbook. And as you probably can tell by now, this book is fascinating. Okay, on to supplements. So I have never seen a book that talks about the energy and emotional impact of supplements. You got the stage. Talk to me, babe.
Well, you know, after, like I said, I did years doing nutritional counseling, and I guess about 5 years ago, which is when I decided to put all of this together, I started to look at the nutrients because I know that everything is a symbolic form of communication. So obviously, vitamins and minerals also have to have a symbology. So I actually sat down and started to ponder, if you will, what could these nutrients possibly mean? How, you know, and would they work the way that, you know, would it prove itself out? That's the real key, as you well know, because there are so many theories out there, and you said it earlier, there's all these new books out there, and everything is telling everybody how easy it is to get their act together, get their life together, make meaningful changes, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, the reality is things are not as easy as everybody says it is, and so they're really, you know, especially if people are lacking the nutrients to allow the body to be in a fortified position in order to be able to manifest the power that an individual has. So at any rate, I sat down and started really looking at the nutrients and seeking to understand, okay, here's their role. This is what this particular nutrient does in the body. Well, what does that relate to symbolically? And so I spent a couple of years actually just, you know, going through it. And then in order to see if it was valid and if it was true and if I was on the money, you know, because you can have something you think is, you know, God's gift to everybody, and then the reality is, oops, it doesn't work. So the thing that I did is I actually went back to my commercial products, my formulas, And I went to the particular disease, and I went and looked at the product, and I looked at the formula, and I looked at the symbology of the nutrients to see whether or not it was appropriate and whether or not it was on the money. And lo and behold, I wasn't really that surprised, but yes, everything worked the way that I thought it would, the way that it should. And that helped me kind of validate that the perception I was working with was a valid, beneficial perception for people, because it would give the results that I was looking for, which is to ensure that people are getting well, and the result that people were looking for, in the sense that I think people, you know, really are, I think people are hungry for knowledge. I think they're hungry for truth. I think they're looking for things that are really going to work for them, not on a temporary basis, but something that's going to be lasting and meaningful and that will carry them for quite a while. And that's what I think I've presented people in this particular book. It really is a way of thinking. It's for, you know, it helps an individual have eyes to see and ears to hear, because as the teachings say, if you know the truth will set you free. And my calling and my job and my responsibility is to provide people with that type of information that help them achieve that goal.
Well, you know, and in a lot of the work that I do, you know, I have found that by raising people's awareness about what's going on underneath on a conscious level, sometimes that's all you really need to do, because they don't understand why, you know, what's going on. And once they can, like, get a grasp of it, you know, the meanings and what's, you know, the whole psycho-spiritual piece of it, it's like they start healing automatically without doing anything.
Absolutely. Some people, but it takes a, I think on some levels it actually takes a gifted practitioner, which obviously you are, to be able to communicate an insight and an understanding that allows that energy to flow towards bringing about balance and harmony, towards bringing about a healing. Not everybody can do that, because there are practitioners out there that, you know, have all this great information, and yet their clientele doesn't seem to benefit. I've met a few.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I mean, I tell people all kinds of weird and ugly things, and, you know. And what's really bad is when I have them crying in the chair, I know I've done my job, even though it makes me feel a little bit bad, but not that bad.
Well,
you know, it's like, but you know, you've touched some core piece of them that needed to shift, and they heard it. Their soul heard it.
Yep. You know, there's a, I have a, two new books in the works. One of them is at the, we're thinking about doing a print on demand because it's too controversial. It's based on the teachings of Jesus and the Gospel according to Thomas. And one of the things that's said in there is, seek and ye shall find. And when you find, you're going to be troubled. But after you have troubled, you will marvel and reign over the all. Because so many people do believe not nice things about themselves. And so that, you know, sometimes when you say something and they come to an insight, yeah, there is tears because there's pain. Yet what the teaching is saying is, you know, okay, see the pain, look at it, deal with it. Just know that on the other side of that lies insights and understandings that will have you marvel when you realize that what you believe about yourself is so far from the truth that, you know, don't make yourself crazy about it, because it's not the truth. And when you realize the truth is when you marvel, and that's when you begin to have control over the energy that you are and the other energies that you're confronting, which gives you a handle on being able to change your life and keep the change. Mm-hmm. And I emphasize the word keep, because so many changes that people go through are wonderful for the day, the week, the month. But sustaining it is a whole other issue, and most people cannot sustain it.
I'll agree. So, Steve, we have, or Michael, why do I keep calling you Steve? My next guest is Steve, so I don't know. I have that name like stuck in my brain for some reason. Michael.
Yes.
What else do you, we have a couple of minutes left, and so I just wanted to kind of give you a chance. I mean, do you teach classes? Do you do consultation work? You have this book. You have a couple other books that are already out and available. Talk to me. What do you got going on?
Well, on Monday nights, I have an open forum radio show, so that if people have any kind of health questions and they want a health and metaphysical answer, I'm on blogtalkradio.com/symbolreader, and it's on Monday night, 7 o'clock Central, so it's an hour show, and so that's one thing people can call in. I will start doing consultations, but not until I get moved up to New Mexico, which is where I'm headed. I have some property up there, and I will be retiring up there and working up there. But they can get my books and stay attuned to what I'm doing and where I'm going to be doing consumer lectures at innerhealthbook.com.
Excellent. We need to go. There's the music, which means we need to go.
Okay.
So, Michael, you need to come back on. You're cool. I like you.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our
Just
sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages. Are you getting your greens? Now you can have your greens and drink them too with Innerfood by Inner Health Botanicals. Innerfood promotes health and boosts energy with nature's finest superfoods. Innerfood is 70% organic and 100% natural without fillers and is a whole food product totally assimilated by the body. Innerfood is spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, spinach, alfalfa, barley, wheatgrass, rosehip, beetroot, and much more in real amounts, not just a sprinkle to fill out an inflated but impotent list of ingredients. Just mix a tablespoon in your protein shake or in your favorite fruit juice and you are good to go and go and go. Other greens on the shelf typically weigh 300 grams and sell for between $35 and $70. Innerfood is a full 400 grams, 33% more, for $39.95 plus shipping. Simply go to our website, innerstreamsradio.com, and click on any InnerHealth Botanical banner and you're ready to order. Or call 866-762-9238 and be sure to mention you heard them on InnerStreams Radio. Innerfood, building health from the inside out. 70 million Americans suffer from sleep deficit. I'm James Athayanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio, and I'd like to tell you about Earth Pulse Magnetic Field Supplementation. While using the Earth Pulse device, I found that I drifted off to sleep faster, I slept deeper, and I woke up more refreshed, and it does much, much more. Call them right now at 888-211-7888, or check out their website at www.earthpulse.net. But wait, there's more. When you buy a new digitally programmed Earth Pulse version 4 magnetic supplementation device and use the special InnerStreams Radio coupon code ISR, you'll receive an instant $50 savings. No rebates to get lost in the mail. Just $50 more in your pocket on your way to better health. 888-211-7888 or check out their website at earthpulse.net and use the special InnerStreams Radio coupon code ISR. Earth Pulse. Deeper, more restful sleep, or your money back. The Berkey water system is more than a water filter. It's a natural purification system that yields 99.99% pure toxin and biopathogen-free water from any water source without electricity. Many supermarket paper and charcoal filters catch, for a while anyway, some impurities that make water taste bad. The Berkey ceramic hard rack filters with their zillions of little micro holes go much further and trap everything from parasites to bacteria to chemical toxins and molecular size contaminants, even fluoride and arsenic. Trace elements and minerals necessary for life are filtered out by most reverse osmosis systems. The Berkey systems allow these through to nourish and energize you, your family, your pets, and the plants under your care. What about lugging bottled water home every week? The Berkey pure water systems are many times more pure than the so-called spring water, and the cost-convenience factor will amaze you. With simple, regular cleanings,